This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. John, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we've lost some of our earlier strength here in the grain markets, and beans have turned into a little bit more of a negative trade. And, you know, we've really been focusing on that wheat market. China came in again, another announced sale of exportable wheat to China this morning. So that's been some of the reason we've seen a good rally. It's just been that export demand kind of kicking in. Now, March wheat today, 632, 633 in the price chart, was kind of a big barrier of resistance. We've hit that. Now we're pulling back off that. That's kind of led corn a little bit softer as well. You know, it tried to get through 490 on the March level today. It's still trading a little bit underneath there. You know, the close is going to be pretty key, I think, in those grain stays. As long as we can hold some positive gains, it still keeps the upward momentum intact, you know, especially if we got that kick in demand. Watching the soybean market very closely today, we had a fairly good start to the day, 5, 6, 7 cents higher at the most. But now we've drifted back. January beans are under the $13 handle at $12.99. We've seen a pretty strong pullback in the bean oil complex this afternoon. Maybe that's just some meat oil spreads kind of kicking in. So we'll have to watch the close there. I think a close under $13 in January would be extremely negative overall in terms of the market's mindset. Biggest thing probably coming into play there, we're watching the South American weather. Continues to be a bit of a concern, but improving.
That was John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn up 2 1/4 at 487 3/4. January soybeans down 9 even at 1297 1/4. On the Merck, December live cattle up 30 cents at 167.55. January feeder cattle up $2.62 at 213.15. December lean hogs down 65 cents at 67.40. December pork cutout unchanged at 81.25. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.